Zion Ador Base, Sunday the 9th of March, Bavashir Chaitovsky, Megillus Esther, continued.
Today I want to talk about a certain aspect. You know, when I was young in school, and I don't think that it'll be different than any one of you. When I was told about the story of Purim, my teacher would tell me, why was there a gzeira on Klal Yisrael? And she explained, because Mordechai told all the Jews not to go to the suit of Achashverosh, and the Jews disobeyed him, and they went to the suit of Achashverosh. And that's why there was a gzeira on Klal Yisrael. I got older, and Baruch Hashem, everyone learns Daf Hayomi, and we learn, and I got very upset at my teacher. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis in Megillah, the Gemara says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, why was there a gzeira on Klal Yisrael? And he was a very good mechanech, and he said, well, you tell me. I want to hear what the Talmidim have to say. So the Talmidim said, they went to the suit of Achashverosh. I guess they were taught that in school also. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai answered, oh yeah? Which people had to go to the suit of Achashverosh? Only the people of Shushan. So the Gzeira should have only been on the people of Shushan. Why was the Gzeira on all the Jews? And they had nothing to say. They got very nervous. Rebbe, help us. Tell us why. So he answered, because way, way back in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar made a big Avodah Zarah, and he commanded everyone in the world to bow down to this Avodah Zarah. Anyone who would not do so would be killed. And everyone bowed down to this Avodah Zarah, except for three people, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Besides that, everyone bowed down. Good, they were saved by a ness, but otherwise everyone bowed down to this Avodah Zarah. So he said, that's the reason why there was a gzeira on Klal Yisrael. So they said, if so, why was Klal Yisrael saved? If they did such a terrible aver, why were they saved? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai answered them, because they only did it l'ponim, meaning that when they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, they didn't want to serve Avodah Zarah. They were scared for their life, so outwardly they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. But they didn't mean it. So when Hashem made the Gzeirah, Mida Keneged Mida, he didn't mean it. But he wanted to tell the Jews a very important lesson. Many times a person goes, and he hurts someone, and sometimes it could be a serious hurt. And he said, I didn't mean it. It was an accident. That's the famous last words. It was an accident. I didn't mean it. So what was an accident? But someone got hurt. But you don't feel any remorse. It was an accident. I didn't mean it. Potter. First of all, Adam Mur Loidum, you're always chayiv. If you hurt someone, you're responsible. What kind of business is this? It was an accident. I didn't mean it. Even ba'aynis, you're responsible. Hashem wanted to show them. He brought a gzeira homon, and everyone is crying with sackcloth and screaming. And Hashem, I didn't mean it. It was all a joke. I didn't mean it. To let you know, what does it mean? I bowed down. I didn't mean it. You bowed down to Avodah Zarah. It's a chet, and you have to have tshuva for it. That's what Hashem wanted to teach us. But the truth is, I have to tell you, the Vilna Gaon says that, but what about what the teachers taught us? They went to the suit of Achashverosh. There is truth to that. There were two Averis. The main Aver of all Klal Yisrael was when they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah time of Nebuchadnezzar. But there was also a chet that the people of Shushan went to the suit of Ahasuerus. That was also an Avera. And that's why we have 2 days of Purim. All Klal Yisrael had to fight Amalek one day on Yud Gimel Adar. They fought to kill out Amalek and they killed 75,000 people of Amalek. The Targum brings down when it says 75,000, they killed much more. But the 75,000 that says in the Megillah were from Amalek, that's what the Targum says. It was the Mechias Amalek. There were others that they killed. If you look carefully in the Megillah, a secret that the Vilna Gaon explains. When it says, Oavim, enemies, those are from the other nations. Sonim are Amalek. So, Oavim are enemies of the rest of the world. And Sonim are from Amalek. And that's why there'll be a pasuk in the Megillah that says, V'noyach moyaveim. They had respite from the Oavim, means the other nations, the enemies of them ran away. They didn't do anything. They weren't protecting Amalek. They weren't doing it. And then Vaharik b'sayneim, 75,000. And how beautiful for a pasuk in the Megillah that says v'noach moyaveim, they had respite from the enemies of the other nations. Vaharik b'sayneim, 75,000. Do you know how beautiful that pasuk? You don't realize what that pasuk is. This Shabbos we're going to read in Parsha Zohar. V'hoya boniach Hashem alokecha mikol oyevecha misoviv. Timche zecher Amalek. What does that mean? Amalek had a tremendous power to get others to fight. He was a coward. Amalek doesn't want to do the job himself. He's a coward. Straight coward. How they picked, that how when he attacked Klal Yisrael, that Mamish Nechasholom Acharech, that the Onon didn't protect them. Outside, they made an ambush, a surprise attack. They were scaredy cats. But they had a tremendous power to get others aroused to fight for them. You're not going to be able to kill out Amalek if the other nations are protecting them. But v'hoya boniach Hashem alokecha v'kola yivecha misaviv, if there are respite from the enemies of the other nations that won't, and we're not getting involved, we're staying back, let someone else take care of it. Oh, they're not involved, timche zecher Amalek. And that's why it says in the Megillah, v'noach moyaveim, v'hor b'sonim, they were able to kill out Amalek. Unbelievable. What the Gaon brings down. But the Maisa. So, therefore, we see a tremendous thing that the Jews kill out all the Amalekim on Yud Gimel. Came Esther on the next day and said, and interestingly enough, we'll come back to that. Esther was one, not Mordechai. Esther asked the king, I want an extra day for the people of Shushan. Why? 75,000 is not enough? The people of Shushan have an extra Avera. They went to the suit of Ahasuerus. They need a second day of Kapar to kill out Amalek. So therefore the people of Shushan killed an extra day because they needed a second day to kill out Amalek. And that's why they only rested on Tesvov. And forever to remember that there were two Averas, an Avera of all Klal Yisrael. They bowed down to the Avodah Zarah time of Nebuchadnezzar. The people of Shushan had a second Avera, that they went to the suit of Ahasuerus. That's why there was a Purim and a Shushan Purim. Always to remember that there's going to be two Averas we have to contend with. But the main Avera for all Klal Yisrael, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah time of Nebuchadnezzar. That's so important to remember. And that is why there were two heroes, Mordechai and Esther. Everything has a reason. Mordechai and Esther were two heroes because there were two Aveiros they had to take care of. Of course, Mordechai is the one who's going to take care of the Aveir of all Klal Yisrael, that they were scared for their life and they bowed down to the Aveir Zara time in Buchanetzar. And when Haman makes himself an Aveir Zara, lo yichre v'lo yishtachaveh, he's not going to bow down. He would be the tikkun of that Aveir. I'm not bowing down to Haman, even if it's at the cost of maybe my life. Good, he was upset that he made a Gzeirah on Klal Yisrael for the reasons, but that was him. Now I want to tell you a very interesting thing. People don't realize this, but just to show you how everything is custom tailored. Mordechai, if you look in the Gemara in the end of the first parak of Megillah, Mordechai was not the number one of the generation. In Torah, he was fourth. There were other great men of the generation. Why was he picked to save Klal Yisrael? So we look in the Megillah, and the Megillah tells us everything. Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan abira, u'shmoy Mordechai ben Yoyer ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yimini. I mean, why do we have to go back so many? I mean, there's a Mordechai ben Yoyer. How many generations do you have to go back? But Chazal darshan every word like this. Ben Yoyer, Sheheri name shel Klal Yisrael b'tfilosai. Ben Shimi, Sheshoma kel tfilosai. Ben Kish, Shehikish al dal se rachamim b'tfilosai. So the Geroa asks, I mean, maybe you'll say a few more names. I mean, that's all nice poetry. But what does that have any meaning to me? Okay, I know. Like, what's going on? Says the girl something unbelievable. Mordechai, why was he picked? He was only fourth in the generation in Torah. The answer is, the Avodah, of Purim, the Avodah to save Klal Yisrael was with Tefillah. Unbelievable. I saw a Rambam, if you look at the end of Sefer HaMizrach, right, Agdomer, right before he goes into the Rambam, the Rambam says something unbelievable. He talks about mitzvahs, and then he talks about the mitzvahs d'Rabbanon. And then he says that there's going to be a mitzvah of Purim. And you want to know what Purim is all about? I want to tell you what Purim is all about. Purim is a pasuk. Me. Kashem Elokeinu, he says that me, Goy Kadosh Asher Elokim Kroivim Elov B'chol Kadosh, that all the time that we cry out to him, that who was like the nation of Klal Yisrael? Ah, the Eibishter. That Klal Yisrael davens to him and Hashem saves them. That's the purpose of Purim. Purim is to let you know that Klal Yisrael cry out and they're answered. The Avodah of Purim is Tefillah. We were saved by Tefillah. It's unbelievable. After Haman took Mordechai on that cruise on the horse, back and forth, right after that, it says that Mordechai returned to Shara Melech. Says the Gra, Tisaki v'taniso tfilosoi. He went back to Davin. Because the Yeshua, the thing started moving. Everything's fine. No, I have to keep on davening. And he was absolutely right. Of course he had to daven. You know why he had to daven? Because Esther came to the Suda and said, Haman! What did Achashverosh do? Did he say, kill him? He ran out. Where are you going? He doesn't say that Haman's trying to kill me. And he runs out. Yeah, it's just he wanted to figure out what to do. I love Haman, I love Esther, but I got to figure this out. So he runs out to his botanical garden. So she did her ishtadlis. She was told by Mordechai, ask for your nation. She did it. That's it. There's nothing else for her to do. And what does Achashverosh do? Run out. Runs to his garden. And he wants to sit down, have a little menucha, figure out what to do here. Finish. We're finished. We did what we can. We took out the Marines. We took out all our artillery, everything. And there's nothing left. Says the Gemara, Malachim came down and they started cutting down his trees. What's going on? So he said, we have an order to cut down the whole botanical garden. Are you out of your mind? Here, signed by Haman. You got to kill, you got to destroy the whole garden. He got so angry. Now, who sent this? Hashem sent Malachim. Who brought all this? The tefillah of Mordechai and all the tzaddikim. It was all the tzaddikim. He runs back in the room. All of a sudden, Malach pushes Haman down on Esther. Because it says, V'Haman Neufel. It should have said, Haman Nofal. What's Neufel? It's a Lashon Hoveh. The answer is, he kept pushing. The Malach pushed him down on him. And he's trying to get up. He's going down. He can't get up. Who did that? A Malach. Who brought the Malachim, the tefillah of Mordechai and the other tzaddikim. And then Charvayna starts saying, like, well, who brought him there? And he was mamish there. He was one of Haman's men and rebelled against him. It was all the tefillahs of Mordechai and the tzaddikim. They say, Charvayna Zochel Latoiv, they say he was Eliyahu Navi. Makes no difference. But who brought him? Not Esther. Esther was finished. It was the tzaddikim. Mordechai, the Megillah wanted to tell you that it was the tefillah of the tzaddikim that brought the Yeshua. B'chol kareinu elav, we dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's what brought the Yeshua. Unbelievable. You know, there are four senses that a person has. He talks, he smells, he sees, and he hears. Smelling is the only sense that a person has that can't be used for Torah. A person can hear Torah, see Torah, talk Torah. You can't smell Torah. Smelling cannot be used for Torah. What can smelling be used for? So it says, Mordechai ben Atayra Minayin Maryadachia. That more Doror Meridachia, incense smelling, that the Karbonis Reich Nichoyach Lashem, that was Mordechai. Mordechai was number one in the generation in regard to tefillah, and that's why the remnants of the Torah is by the incense, because we know today we don't have Karbonis. What's in place of Karbonis? Tefillah. Tzvila and Karbanis to make a Reach Nechayach Lashem. Mordechai was number one in the generation in regard to Tzvila. And that's why he was picked. So now that's what the Medrash is telling us. That not only was he great in Tzvila, all the senses of the person's body, he was Sholem in Tzvila. It says, Ben Yoyer, Shehere Neim Shel Klaiso B'Tzvilosai. Hey, you're enlightened. That's with your eyes. You see. In eyesight, number one in tefillah. Ears. Sheshama kel tefillose. Hashem heard the tefillah. Talking. Shehikish al dalse rachmin tefillose. The three midrashim of the names of Mordechai. We're telling you that in all for Mordechai, his name is smelling tefillah. And then eyesight. And then hearing. And talking. All four senses, he was number one in tefillah. And that's why he was picked to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. That, you know, it's unbelievable. What is the yisoid of tefillah? As the Ramban in Bo says, that The whole purpose of tefillah, that we're declaring Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Mavadei. I daven to Him. Why do I daven? You know, you ask something from someone who you know can help you. We daven to Hashem. We know Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Mavadei. He is the one. Avodah Zarah. It's unbelievable. Why are there three things that's Yehori Val Yavor? Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shvichas Damin. Says the Vilna Gaon, because there are three things it says in Avos. Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'Olam Oimed. Al HaTayra Va'Avayda Ugmilas Chasodim. Says the Vilna Gaon, that against Ritzicha, what's the opposite of Ritzicha? Gemilas Chasodim. What's the opposite of Avayda Zora? Avayda. The Avodah and Gilu Arayas is Torah. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The only Tavlin against the Yetzahara is Torah. And that's why Gilu Arayas is a stira to Torah. And that's the three inyonim that are Yehorig Val Yavar. Unbelievable. But what's against Avodah? Avodah Zorah. Klai Yisrael was Ovid Avodah Zarah. Of course, they didn't mean it, whatever. But it was a chet of Avodah Zarah. You bow down to the Avodah Zarah. So there's going to come a Mordechai that's going to be Sholem in Avodah, Sholem in Tefillah. And he's going to be the one to save Klai Yisrael. Unbelievable. That's why he was picked. The Avodah was Avodah Zarah, and he was Sholem in Avodah. Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Mavadei. He was Sholem in Avodah, and that's why he was picked. What about Esther? There was another chet. Now I want to tell you something. What my teacher told me was wrong. My teacher told me they went to the suit of Achashverosh. That is not what the Gemara said. The Gemara says that the Talmidim said, what was the problem? Nene misuda shel oisa rosha. Didn't say they went to the suda. You know, sometimes if you have a non-religious relative, and he invites you to a wedding, and there's shalom bias issues. You go to the wedding, but you stand on the side, you yoytzi, say mazel tov. You can't stand every minute you're there. It's not your social circles. You don't have any geshmak being there. You can't wait to get out. If Klai Yisrael would have gone to the Sura of Achashverosh, we're there because we're going to be killed if we're not there, and we can't wait to get out. Hashem would have no time on them. The king commands you to come, you go. But you stand on the side, and you learn a little Mishnah, whatever, and you can't wait to get out. Yaitse! But you go there, and you have Geshmak, Nenim is Suda, unbelievable. It didn't say Nenim is Suda Bachashverosh. The problem is he's a Rasha. You're having Geshmak. What happens if I will get a telephone call from Abu Mazen? He's inviting me or any one of you to a suda in Gaza, glatt kosher, to visit him. I'm not going to have any geshmak. Maybe I'll have to go there for political reasons, but I'm not going to have any geshmak. Oh, but it's glatt kosher food. So what? He's the head of the Palestinians. I have no geshmak being there. Just looking at them, I'll get green. Looking at them. Not going to have any geshmak being there. Who wants to be there? Ugh! I can't wait to get out. So you were nene misuda shel oisai rasha? You had geshmak? That's what you went for? That's why Hashem said that was the aveira. They had geshmak from the suda. My teacher didn't tell me that they went to the suda. Mordechai told them not to go when they went. That's true. If they went, because you're not supposed to go to an Asayan. Mordechai was scared that they'll get influenced and they'll want to drink, they'll have a nice time. It's all glatt kosher. All the bedats, everything, the best hechsher. So the temptation will be too great. But the problem was they went there and had geshmak. That was the problem. So therefore, who would make that tikkun for that Aveira? That was Esther. Unbelievable. You know what Esther was? Esther, you know, the Gemara says that, I mean, the Megillah says Esther was beautiful. Yifastar v'tovas mara. But then a few psukim later, it says Esther found favor in everyone's eyes. Says the Gemara, why did the Pasuk say that? The answer is because she was green. Now, there are many nice colors. I don't look at green as such a beautiful color. I don't know, just green doesn't take me. It doesn't. Green reminds me of all different types of morbid things. So she was beautiful? Says the Vilna Gaon, it's all correct. She was beautiful. But when she was taken by force, Vatilokach, look in the Psukim, every Pasuk when it talks about Esther, Vatilokach, Vatilokach, she was taken by force. She had no interest to be by the Melech. And when she did her preparation for 12 months, preparing for the king, after that, she got so sick. So sick. Just being with the guy in 12 months. She got green. She got ugly. And Hashem had to make a nest to make her motzechen b'nei koreyeha. Because she was ugly. But she got ugly because of being with the goyim. She could take being with the goyim. And so beautiful, says the Pasuk, Mordechai, when she was taken, Mordechai's supposed to be in the base of Medrash giving shiurim. Where's Mordechai? He's walking around by the pageant over there by you all the women. What's he doing there? Says the Pasuk, Ladas es shaloim Esther Mayosebo. What does that mean? She hid herself for 3 years. Unbelievable. How do we know she hid herself for 3 years? Because she became queen in the 7th year of Achashverosh. So we make a fast calculation. 3 years he waited to make his inauguration. And then he killed Vashti. And then you have to have a year for the preparation. 6 months in Shemen Amor. And whatever the perfumes and then the makeup is. So 3 plus 1 is 4. And it says she only became queen the 7th year. She hid herself for 3 years. Unbelievable. So, she hid herself. He was afraid, Mordechai, that they're going to punish her for hiding herself for 3 years. And also, he knew that at Tzedekes, with Rishoyim, she's going to get sick. Ladas es shaloim Esther. How is she well? Maybe she's sick because of the Taivas Rishoyim. Umay Yosef, what are they doing to her because she hid herself for 3 years? So therefore, and he was absolutely right, she became ugly. And Hashem had to make a tremendousness to make her find favor in everyone's eyes. So she was the perfect one. You went to the Rishoyim and you had Gishmak. I'm going to go and I'm going to be moist and I'm going to get sick being with the Rishoyim. That's going to be the tikkun of that chet. And that's why she was the one who asked Mordechai, I want you to fast 3 days, day and night, everyone in Shushan. She didn't say the whole world has to fast. People of Shushan, you know why? You want me to go to the king to ask for our nation. I'm the tikkun of the Avera that the Nenna Mesudam Yoysa Russia. I feel that everyone in Shushan has this tumma of Gishmak in their kishkes. I want to get it out of them. 3 days fast, day and night. Day and night. To get the tumma out of your kishkes. And then I'll go to Achashverosh. Because all you people, and unbelievable, it says, Gamanima na roisai. The women didn't have that chet. The women didn't go. They weren't by the, it was only the men by the Suda. Vashti invited the noblemen. She didn't invite the Jews. The women didn't come. It's the men that did the Avera. That's why it says, Gamani v'naroisai. I'll also fast, even though I wasn't part of that. But I'll tifrish minatzibur. Also, the women will fast. Good for the men. Everyone has to get the tumah out of their bodies. And that's why Esther was the one who asked Achashverosh, I want an extra day for the people of Shushan. I'm the tikkun of that Aveira that they were in the Mesir Moisa Russia. And the Jews of Shushan need an extra day of Mesiris Nefesh. Get rid of that chet. And that's why there was an extra day, and that's why there's 2 days of Purim. All Klai Yisrael rested on Yudalid, people of Shushan Tesvav, because there was an extra chet that they had to take care of. So this is just an understanding of everything that's going on. Why Mordechai was picked, why Esther was picked. These were the two that they epitomized. The tikkun of these two Averas. We always have to know there were two Averas. The main Avera of all Klai Yisrael, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah time in Nebuchadnezzar. But the people of Shushan had an extra Avera. They had Geshmak from the suit of Achashverosh, the Russia. And that's why two different days of Purim were always made to remember these two chatoim, and that's why we have two heroes. There's so much more in the Megillah. I know every year we talk, but I felt this was good to talk about today. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoicha. As I say, those who are interested in having a tape, I have a tape of the whole Megillah piagoyim. Me'ez Hashem, we should be zoicha to have the Yeshua b'mehera v'yameinu amen.